Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Having surreptitiously followed you for a time, one of the convoy that made up the welcome party from the Free Captains has clearly diverged from the group and made it its mission to follow you to what end? You happened to identify and locate the ship in turn, and after a brief interaction, the Free Captain, known as Kembar, the 12-foot Troxian, whose massive hulking frame dominated the view screen, formerly potentially friend, or at least comrade, or at least co-worker of Pinch, has seen fit to defy one of the simple tenets of being a free captain and is attacking another free captain. You can tell that weapon systems have been engaged, and as Kembar's ship starts to swivel around from the asteroid coming up from your aft, we are heading into starship combat. Now, woo! For those who are unaware, just a very brief, simple rundown. Unlike normal tactical combat that we have done so far, starship combat, for the uninitiated, is broken up into three phases. We have an engineering phase, we have a helm phase, and we have a gunnery phase. For the engineers, which at the current moment is you, Clink.
Reporting in.
You can do things like rebalancing the shields and a whole slew of other things that are kind of good for defensive action maintain your ship from perishing, essentially. So both engineers will go at the same time. You will not know what I do. That will be behind closed doors, as it were. Behind the screen if I still had it here. From that point, we then will head into the piloting phase that begins with both pilots doing a D20 roll to assume who goes first. The lowest roll will go first, so will obviously be slower, so that the person who rolls higher gets to see where the person goes first and then to act accordingly. There's a whole slew of things you can do besides just moving, a whole bunch of cool little stunt actions like flipping your ship upside down to do a 180 turn out other way. Great things, amazing things. You'll hear about
sliding, flipping, barrel rolling.
Do a barrel roll.
So one of the reasons...
Do a flip.
One of the reasons that moving second is advantageous is that in Starship Combat, directionality matters because you have different guns facing different ways.
Yes.
So getting behind people if they don't have any guns on their butt can be really effective.
After the piloting check, you then do your piloting actions. We then move into the gunnery phase where both can attack at the same time. You do not denote damage straight away. Both of you attack, you do it in the order how the piloting check worked out. And then once the gunnery phase ends, then you do damage. So, for example, if one ship does enough damage to destroy the other ship, that ship still gets its damage on you before that happens. So both things are true. Also, a few things to note, the captain, which is also a role, can choose which phase they want to act in. They could say, hey, I'm actually going to go before the piloting check or before the gunnery phase or whatever, and they just act. You can only act in one role at a time. If you're going to change what role you're in, you have to announce so at the beginning of the start of the entire phase. So before the engineering phase begins, you say, hey, I'm actually going to move into so-and-so's chair.
Yep.
We have a grid system, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sides, which is what we've got in front of us. Unfortunately, you won't be able to see it, but we'll do a great job of explaining. And that's kind of the lay of the land in terms of how this combat is going to work. My ship, the unknown free captainer.
It's a good name.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Kemba. 7, 8. Like, within 10 hexes, roughly, with a few turns. So, a bit over, actually. And I'm coming from behind, so it's quite advantageous. So, the engineers are going to go first. Phil, what are you going to do? As Starship Combat, you can locate, Regis says,
The weapon systems has been engaged. I believe we are heading into a tumultuous situation.
Diverting power to the engines. Pinch. Get us in a good position.
Aye, aye.
Do we tell people what the roles we're taking on first?
Arda?
Science officer reporting for duty.
Clink.
Engineer, obviously.
Well, at the top of this turn, I'm being a gunner.
That is the Hark and Pinch.
Pilot.
And I'm doing fucking all of them. So yes, Phil, you're looking to divert?
Yes, good to I keep got you a busy. Natural 20.
Woo! Fuck yeah, what a start. Whoa! To Starship Combat. We're going to blow this guy out of the fucking sky.
So what that does is, Pinch, you have an extra 2 hexes to play with. So we have a movement awesome. Of 10.
Okay, I've also done a thing. So
no, good tonight.
No worries, everyone. So you're on the gunners. So we don't have a captain, so we don't need to worry about declaring a captain's action. We're going to jump right into the piloting phase. So our pilots are going to make their piloting roles first.
Is it the case that Ellen and I get to choose which of us goes first? Is that how it was?
Both the science officer and the pilot happens first. We do the role first.
Okay. Right.
Just to determine what the order's going to be, and then you can decide between you who goes first.
You go in the helm phase, yeah.
That's off my computers, I believe. So that's a 27.
I got a 22.
Ooh!
22 for the pilot. You're going to go first. Because I got higher.
I'm in danger.
We're in danger.
Yay!
Share the load.
So either the science officer or the pilot can go first. How would you like to divvy this out? And basically, you can just declare if you want. Be like, hey, actually, I'm going to go first. Or you can, in character, be like, hey, I'm actually going to do this, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to do my best to target the other ship so we have a better chance at shooting it.
Do I need to get you any closer for that one?
That would be helpful, yes.
Aye, aye.
So you'll go first.
Great.
Remember, as part of Clink's lovely forethought in this ship, the No Wrong Answers has 4 plus 1s that you have to actually say that you take. Say, I'm going to take a plus 1 from the ship. You can't take more than the plus 1, so you take a point, and that's an added thing. You've got 4 to use. Basically means 1 for each of you.
Oh, so we can't stack them.
You can't use them.
Damn.
Yeah, it's one per,
that's right.
One per roll.
I was going to put them all into guns.
So I think you know, the pilot could use 1 for their piloting check for speed and then another 1 for their actual maneuver.
That's right.
Yeah. But they have to be on different checks.
Different checks.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. I think what I'm going to do, because we've got those 2 extra moves, I'm going to try and maneuver so that our turn is dropped to 0 so I can move for 10 holes.
So you can turn on the spot.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
And if I fail that, I don't get any negative. It just means our turn stays 1.
It's
so there's
normal.
No reason not to.
What do you have to beat to make that happen?
19. And I'm going off a base of 13 without taking a plus from the ship.
Great. So take 1.
7's
I'll take 1.
Yeah.
Roll a 4. Do it. Damn it.
That's a 16.
I think that's going to make it.
I think I might have done it.
On a die. A 16 on the die.
16 on the die,
oh,
yes.
So total of like 28.
A lot. You did it.
A total of a lot.
Karma's getting the miniature that we have on our battle map, and we're turning around.
The turns count as moves, right?
Unless
no,
we
because
do
I just passed that roll.
Unless we do this maneuver.
I thought maneuver just means you don't have to take a 1 in between, but the actual turns still take movement.
So the turn still counts, but I can do them on the spot.
You can turn on the spot because you're an ace pilot, but they still take movement. Normally, you'd have to move 1 between each turn.
Okay, so I can do 3 just to
3
flip us
to
around.
Flip us
so
around.
I have 7 to continue.
7
to move.
7
Great.
Left. Yeah.
I'm just gonna go right up.
Right at
and
him.
I figure once we get closer, we can start playing with angles and whatnot.
Great. Yep. So you immediately slam on the brakes of the ship and pivot. The ship just swivels on a dime and starts barreling straight towards the enemy starship as you cross in between the atmospheres, dipping and diving between the small little rocks there as you go to meet your foe.
I'm not sure the engines can handle quite that much power. Whoa!
And as for myself...
Yeah, it's getting behind.
Stembar sees you coming towards him, and as you're coming, he fires up his engines and you start to barrel towards one another, playing a game of intergalactic chicken. And at the last moment, he spots you are heading straight for him. He does a quick weave to the side, swivels around, skirts across, and he finds himself pointed at your aft as he does a nice little, not mechanically, flavorly, a drive-by as he skids around to meet behind you, ready to fire away. We are heading into the science officer's part of the pilots. Ellen?
Should I boost the shields or target the other ship? It looks like he is about to fire on us.
Maybe power to the aft shields would be helpful.
Of course. Doing so. DC is...
14.
14. Thank you. I would like to take a point from the ship.
Go for it.
I believe I can assist in this endeavor, friend.
Thank you, Regis. That's 20. That's a...
What a big fucking chunky die that is. Harder.
Thank you, Regis.
As Clink suggested, put some more points in our aft, diverting it from the forward shields.
Yeah, how many points are you moving?
So we've got 20 in all. I think a bonus 10 I would like to use from the forward to the aft.
So we got 10 at the front, 30 at the back now.
Yes.
Because as long as 10% is in each quadrant, you're fine.
We have a little extra buffer in the back.
How much do you have now in your aft?
30.
Jesus Christ. All right. Cool. So
this ship's got booty.
I built big shields and now we're shoving them out the back.
So Denbar is going to... You can feel the sensors coming.
I believe they are attempting to scan us. They will absolutely do that.
Thank you, Regis.
By a multitude of 3.
They find out quite a lot.
Yep. So basically, I get to know the basic info, the defenses, and the weapon.
Damn.
Fun.
Cool. They know about us. That's
fine. What do I find out?
We're a medium explorer of speed 8 with a maneuverability of good, so turn 1. We have AC 14, armor class 14, and target lock of 12. We got 55 hit points.
Jesus Christ.
Our critical threshold is 11.
And what are your defenses like? So your shield.
Previously had 20 in all our shields, but now we got 10 at the front and 30 at the back.
Denbar can tell that you have drained shields from the front, so now your front is weak as you divert extra power to the back, giving her all she's got. Mm-hmm. And then finally, weapons.
A coil gun turret on the top, which is a 20-ranged coil gun with 44 damage.
Great.
Fires in any direction. To the front, we have a flak thrower, range 5, 3d4. And to each side, the port and starboard, we have light laser cannons, which are range 5, 2d4 each.
Nothing in the aft?
No aft weapons.
Great.
That is what the turret is for.
Great. And that's, you feel yourself being scanned, and you can actually see the information as it kind of like hacks into the system, and you can see like what they know. You know what that he knows about you. And we are heading into the gunnery phase now. So we both roll for our guns.
Hello.
Zahat calls up from the gunnery.
Hello.
That you can either use your piloting or your base attack value.
Is there any range penalty? Probably not, because we're
very close.
I'm using the 20 range weapon. All right, I have a +3 from my piloting ranks, and I have a +1 from the bonus.
And your dex?
0.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Whee!
He's right behind us.
Well, that's a 11 in total.
Ooh, that's not
to my
AC.
No. What's your AC?
14.
Hits. Ah, ha, ha. His coil gun on this ship begins to rev up, fires up, and as soon as the ship swivels around and gets to the back, you see there's a quick scan, and as soon as he reads the information, he fires off for 13 points of damage to your aft shield.
Yikes.
All right, shields are at 17.
Just as well, we had the extra support.
In our butt.
The transparent blue shield, as it gets peppered by these shots, resonates red with each impact. And you can hear a little sound that just denotes...
We've taken a small amount of damage to the aft shields. Good job with the redirection there, Arda.
Thank you, Regis.
You're very welcome. We're in danger.
No, time for chatting.
We are at the top of the round here. Is anyone going to change positions?
Pinch, get on these guns. I'll keep the ship straight. You blow them out.
Can do.
Zahak, like, gets up, runs over. Pinch is still holding it straight. And Zahak throws Pinch to where the gunnery is. And then just
throw me
down
to the doorway.
Yeah, it's like, go.
Science officer, staying true.
I am going to should I repower the shields up? Try and erase some of that damage to our shields?
Let's get ourselves back up.
That was quite a hit. Let me try and recharge some of the shields quickly.
I'm sure we'll be taking more damage, so that sounds like a very good idea.
11 to engineering, so that is 17. Yet, so I succeed. 5% of the PCU rating back to the shields.
What does that mean?
What is your power core? There's your PCU rating on your power core.
Well, we have a graphics card, so we need a fairly strong power supply.
How many gigs do we get?
So many gigs. It's 150 PCU.
150 divided by, what is it, 5%?
So 7.
Yeah, 5%. 7.
I can recharge them as I see fit. Add 3 to the back up to 20. And the rest can go back to the front again to bring us up to 17. We've only lost 3 points total.
Yeah. Clink, you're in the engineering room and you're patching things through and firing away with your hands, just like diverting and picking things from one section and putting energy into another. You're just working quickly and surreptitiously.
The No Wrong Answers is quite a practical ship. When he diverts things, he's literally like pulling plugs out,
rambling
across.
For a moment, they're all kind of like unplugged and you have to quickly like swap.
Like there's
pulling
a
apart tubing and connecting it together.
The capacitors start to overload before he can quickly jam the socket into another place, and all the power floods through, and you see the shields shimmer a little bit stronger as they start to recharge.
Piloting check at the piloting round.
I'll take a +1 to that. Piloting check, here we go. 16 in total.
You go first.
Damn, that's all right.
This guy's a good pilot, yeah.
He's a good pilot.
Oh,
he's got
dear.
His big, meaty paws around the controls, you guess.
He was always a better flyer than me.
All right, here we go. Zahak is holding the fucking wheel and going, danger, death. I'll eat his face.
So Zahak flies a little bit further forward and tries to angle around. He's turning the ship right and in kind of like a right circle to bring it back around so that his butt... We're facing their right. They were following us. They were behind us. And then we've kind of gone right and around. We've ripped around to try and face them again.
Yeah, long
and
right arc.
Yeah, and we've put a meteorite or an asteroid behind us to try and like
defend those back shields.
Lower those angles.
Yeah.
I also tried to do a maneuver roll and it failed. So I just did a regular fly because you can always just fucking move when you're in a ship.
Oh, he just squeezes into our rear.
We just won't leave our arse.
So again, as you maneuver yourself around, you see Kembar has a battle plan and Kembar is sticking to it. You remember how Kembar used to used to win races when you would have races around the diaspora. He would literally tailgate you the entire race, stay behind, and at the last minute would sweep out ahead. And it's a tried and true tactic that Kembar's now employing here.
I'm going to call up to Zahak because I know he doesn't like piloting. I'm going to call up and say, don't worry, he does this.
Ah, good. Then he'll die doing what he loves.
Hopefully you can make a better target out of him after I lock on. I'm going to try and target the system. So, does our sensors give me a bonus?
No, we have budget sensors.
Budget sensors. Okay,
you can take a +1 from the computer,
though. But apart from that, it's a straight up computers check.
Computers check.
The one from the ship.
Tetranode,
Yeah, I'm not sure what the DC is here because I'll be real. Starfinder DC.
It depends on your opponent.
So yes, because it's based on you.
Yes. What do you need from me?
This target system is the 5+1.5 times tier. So for us, it's 11.
Yep. So for me, it is DC 6.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, a 19 will do it.
Yeah. Yes. No, yep. Absolutely not.
You can choose core, engines, life support, sensors, or weapons.
What are we aiming to take out?
Weapons.
Yeah, surely weapons.
It's got a pretty nasty coil gun on there.
I will try and take out his weapons. Locking on. There you are, Pinch. Hopefully that makes it easier for you.
Woohoo!
Crit hit on a 19 or a 20 now.
And just for reference, I start using my piloting skill and dex. I get a +7 to gunnery. And I'll take an extra plus as well from the ship. 25.
Mine also hits, and as does yours. You see it coming this time, even though you can't avoid it. Your turret gun follows and swivels around. You're not quick enough to be able to turn your ship around, but the railgun...
I'm tracking it as we're turning.
Tracking it, and as Kemba lands in his spot, you can see the Korgon firing away. You simultaneously fire away with your gun. Oh, so close to max damage. How'd you go?
I got a total of 8.
I got a total of 13 points of damage.
Oh, God. Right now, aft.
I rolled 2 right ones out of the 4, so...
7 remaining in the rear. That was quite the hit.
I believe I felt that one.
I'm going to continue powering up the shields if we keep taking hits like that.
So we are now into the third round of this combat now. First of all, is anyone moving?
I'm going to call up to Zahak. How you doing up there?
Fine. Let's get this done.
Yep.
Do you wish for me to continue targeting their system?
Yep. Stick on it.
All right. Beep, beep, beep. Auto punches a few buttons. I'm imagining it's like a large, you have your like ARG screens or like the holo screens, and it's just a...
Because it's 3D in space, so you get to like,
yeah,
you know, go around the sides and
yeah,
twist around.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's just like trying to line up the crosshair of the other ship. And I'm just like doing some stuff with levers there.
Do you know why they call it a crosshair?
No.
It's because they were shooting rabbits originally.
Oh.
That's not true.
Hairs?
That's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true at all.
I was going to say, why wouldn't it be called Cross Rabbit then?
So I just passed my Dovert engineering check with a 14.
Oof.
I've got to roll...
Did you use the plus one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've got to roll with the plus one. I basically have to roll a 1 or a 2 to fail.
Jesus, I got a 3.
I got a 3. So Woo! I'm going to power another 7 points into our rear shields, which were down to 7. So we've got 14 at the back, 17 at the front.
Yeah, I can
20
break
at
that.
Both sides.
You can break that, Sean?
I can break
we're
that.
We're definitely taking a bit of a beating here, guys. 14 at the back. So that's my engineering phase done.
It would be good if we could get one good shot in.
Pinch is gonna yell to Zahak. If you can get me in the right spot, I can use more than one weapon.
I'll do my best.
I'm trying.
It's a good pilot, this Kemba. Also, did you roll any ones on your last?
Yeah, I said out of our 4d4, I rolled 2 ones.
If I'd put power to the weapons, those would have been 2s.
Phil, can you read out Taunt to me quickly, thank you?
It is a captain ability. You can use the communication system to broadcast a taunting message to the enemy vessel. You select an enemy vessel and a phase of combat, engineering helm or gunnery, then attempt a bluff or intimidate check at DC 19. If you are successful, each enemy character acting during the selected phase takes a -2 penalty to all checks for 1d4 rounds. Penalty increases to -4 if the enemy's check is made as part of a push action. Once used against an enemy starship, regardless of the outcome, taunt can't be used against that starship again during the same combat.
You get a hail on your line as you're engaging in combat. It's going into the pilot's chair.
Oh, Zahak will, like, patch it through.
What?
Oh, you seemed to lie like Pinch, but it's actually much, much worse. It makes sense why the little rat would try and put you in charge. Afraid yet?
I welcome death. You don't know who you're dealing with.
I'm glad you welcome it. This will be easy for you then.
Clicks off. And the pilot takes a -2 to checks for 1 round.
Zahak is more confused than he is intimidated.
Yeah.
I think it's like a...
distracting.
What?
I hate him. More than I hate many others.
Don't listen to him, buddy. He's an asshole.
I realize that, and so are you.
Just focus on the task at hand.
You focus on the task at hand.
Piloting check.
Yay. I plus 1 to from the pool. No.
And you're at a -2.
-2.
This guy's outmaneuvering us.
Dear.
Big time.
8. I'll just let you know this time. 18.
Okay.
Yeah. You go first.
I'm not really in the trying to go first move. I'm just here to keep the ship steady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to try and maneuver.
Go for it.
Yeah. -2. Natural 1.
Oh.
Your ship explodes.
Nothing happens.
There's a small fire here in the deck.
nothing.
At my feet.
Nothing particularly bad happens.
I just feel the
happens.
Ship like...
No, but
no, nothing bad on a nat one happens. You just don't. You just fail that.
I gotta move the ship.
You can try to move. But you will fail. Well, you won't fail because you will move.
You can start by turning.
Just won't be very
if you
good.
You want to move stupidly.
And then you have to turn again. You'll have to move forward one.
Zahak banks left around an asteroid skimming along the side. He's a terrible pilot. And so he takes it really like he thinks he's being particularly like close to the asteroid and cutting it really close. He's actually taking it really slow and really wide. Yeah. And like it's like
it's me when I merge lanes.
It's someone who's taking like a roundabout going left on a roundabout, but is not at all going fast at all. But he's cutting a nice wide path. He's thinking that he can lose the target because the target actually can't go straight forward because he's going to hit an asteroid.
Oh no, Sean's grinning.
You can run, but you cannot hide.
Kemba, to himself, you can't hear him because he didn't taunt you this time, but he chuckles to himself.
Run, little rat, run.
And he's thinking and fantasizing about the plethora of credits that are at his disposal. And he's also going to...
Turns don't count. I'm wrong. I'm so wrong.
What's up, man?
Well, I've been adhering to it as well, so that's
so,
fine.
So, yeah, we can open it out a bit. Turns don't count against Starship's movement speed. If a ship with an average maneuverability has a speed of 8, it can usually turn a total of 4 times during a single round. Because it can move, turn, move, turn, move,
yeah, okay,
turn.
Cool.
Yeah, right, great, so awesome. That's good. Well, now we're on an even playing field.
That'll open up the movement a little bit more. Right. So sorry about that.
We were just warming up.
Yeah. And Kemba, the science officer, is going to just quickly...
He has a lot of jobs, that
He's
Kemba.
Wearing a lot of hats.
Yes. He's got like 6 arms too.
Yeah.
Does he wear hats on his arms? I am confused.
I guess we could taunt him and make him at negative 2s for everything.
It only applies to that phase, but yeah.
You're a bad engineer.
Ooh, that would do it.
We also, if you do ever want to go to captain.
Yes.
We can move half of our speed and add 1 to our turns without anyone being in the pilot.
That's right. Yep. Gunnery check. Ooh, gunnery. Ooh, gunnery phase.
Do we not have helm?
We just moved.
We just had helm.
Yeah, do you want to do something for science? Officer?
Yes,
my apologies.
Sorry, yes. Yeah. I will do as I said to pinch, and I will try target system again.
Great.
Using the +1. No other bonuses.
Yes, it's a 14.
24.
Yeah.
You have a little bonus, but please try and hit. Pinch, I implore you.
Yeah, I wasn't not trying last time.
Oh, okay. Maybe try
That's
harder.
Genuine news to Arda.
Oh, I just thought if I told you to try harder, you would.
Yes, sorry. I misunderstood. Please try harder.
I'm also taking one of our plus ones for
Do
my...
it. Do it.
23.
That's going to hit, as do I.
Mm. Ow. I can still only use our turret, though.
Yeah.
And a 19 and a 20 are very statistically unlikely. I don't think Sean's doing too well, but I don't think we are either.
Once again, 2 ones.
Yeah, I got 2 ones as well.
So I got a total of 7.
I got a total of 6.
Hey!
we're trying to scurry around the asteroid. There's little floating debris that's cast itself off that makes seeing you, even though you have to go purely by the targeting lock and rather by the view screen, so you're just hitting like the coil gun and these guns, they're peppering up multiple bullets. Some are hitting into the little asteroid burst and not everything hits. So there's rock that is splattered across the view screens that they go out in a puff of debris.
8 shields remaining in the rear.
Your shots, even though some are blocked by the debris of space, you smash through the forward shields and you see it go come down and well, you see it shudder as you pass the first critical threshold
of
this ship, which means can you please roll for me a D100?
Who would like to do it? Karma, would you like to do it?
For those wondering, when you hit, when you get a total amount of damage, like as it cumulatively, the hull points go down, each time you pass a fifth of its total damage, you pass a critical threshold. So for you guys, you have a total hit points of how much?
55.
So what is your first critical threshold?
11.
11. So if I do 11 points of total damage over a couple of turns,
to the
I'll
hull.
Then hit a critical threshold to the hull. Because you've done that, it's now going to damage one of the 5 systems that are in place. So we roll a D100 and that'll denote where it goes.
Well done, Pinch.
Take that. 42.
Oh, it's going to be my weapons array.
Ah!
Now,
this
is what I like to do because I feel it's more fun this way. Generally, through Starfinder rules, you're actually meant to randomly determine which arc it hits. So you would like roll a d4, say, and do an arc. Because, looking behind the screen here, I only have the one weapons, it doesn't feel fun to me to be like, oh, you hit my arc, which means nothing, which means you don't get the critical threshold. You're going to hit my forward arc. It's going to affect my forward weapons array, which means that my forwards weapon array is now glitching. Which means that it's a -2 to all checks involving
yes,
the gunnery.
Yes!
He can fly, but can he hit us?
Yes, actually.
But not as well anymore.
Yes, he can hit us, but his tiny rhetorical question.
I think the amount of answers possible would be confusing to Clink.
You see one of your shots, you squint as you aim through, and one of the shots hits the weapons ray, the front coil gun that you see there, and it's slightly detached. There's sparks kind of spurting from the gun, but it still seems...
Good shot there, Pinch, although, from what I can see, the weapon is still operational, albeit, I say, reduced capacity. You do well in a pinch, haha.
I feel bad for the guy.
For the robot? For Regis or Kemba?
Oh, Regis. I don't give a fuck about Kemba.
Top of the round.
Good. I'm going to power the weapons. Rebalance what we have in the shields to bolster the rear.
I will do so.
Yep. So I've powered up the weapons. Any ones are now twos.
Beautiful.
Woo. Is that damage rolls or is that to hit rolls?
Damage rolls.
Cool.
Which is good because most D4 weapons are D4s. That's pretty strong.
That is pretty strong. That's a great roll. Well done, Phil.
I'm going to attempt to repair the glitch in my system. Usually I wouldn't tell you this, but I'm gonna.
Little patch.
Little pinch.
Ha.
And you see like a little, the way I like to imagine it is you see like a little droid with like tiny little arms makes its way like outside the ship, and a little injector goes into the gun and it starts like patching it up, and you see sparks flying off, and eventually this gun just like as he seemed to have stopped the glitching condition, which I now can rub off, which I'll do at a later time. Piloting phase, you no longer have your -2. It was only for one round.
I'll take a +1 from the
Tetranode, Mark 1 Tetranode computer.
Down to two left. Let's see who goes first. Hey, that's better.
That is good.
A total of 20.
Oh. 22. The ship also gets a +1 as well, so it's 21.
Yeah, 22 for Kemba.
Oh, well, whatevs.
Kemba is a good pilot.
Yeah, great. Zahak is not.
Now both Zahak and Kemba realize that they have a better turning capability than they thought they did.
Yes.
And this dogfight is going to ramp up a bit.
The gravity from the asteroids is lessened.
Yes. Yeah.
It was an anomaly.
It was a space anomaly.
The radiation has lessened.
And we didn't forget the rules.
Pinch forgot to take the clutch off when he handed it over to Zahak.
The handbrake.
So
it's a free captain thing because Kemba forgot the exact same thing. That's how they talk.
Common amongst us, yeah.
It's actually like a code of honor thing is to like not dogfight as quickly.
You have to race with your handbrake on.
You wide a circle, like circle each other, and then go in closer.
It's like fighting with weights on your limbs.
That's right.
Like to make it.
It's an honor. It's an honor thing.
Or your non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
Then we go into the helm round. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes. So you have to move first.
You are first.
Great. So I'm going to do as I've always been doing, maneuver, because there's no negatives to doing a maneuver.
No. It's just difficult. It's 19, and it precludes you from doing any other cool stunts.
But we have done difficult.
Another natural one.
Yay.
Oh no.
My goodness.
Doesn't matter.
Forget about it.
Time for Zahak. Can I just do some flavor, showing where I contact him?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Go for it. Hail him.
And he comes up and you see just his tusks have widened a bit as his mandibles are stretched in a frightening smile.
You're going to see my face as the last face you'll ever see.
And he'll disconnect it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're going head on?
So Zahak does, whips around, continues his cornering of the asteroid, and then does a little whip back around.
Like a double back.
Like
a little donut.
Little donut, little figure eight shape.
A space donut.
And comes back around so that he is pointing at where he's just come from.
Waiting for our opponent to emerge from the other side of an asteroid.
All like right. A fool.
I went for a major, major risk, and it didn't pay off.
The risk was calculated.
I've gone for what
really
is known.
Bad at man.
Clink, can you do me a favor here and read out to our listeners what happens in a flyby stunt?
Sean said clink, so you have to do it in character.
Okay.
There we go.
So stunts. There's a number of different stunts. You went for a flyby. The ship moves as normal, but it can move through one hex occupied by an enemy starship without provoking a free attack. During the following gunnery phase, you can select one of your starship's weapons to fire at the enemy vessel as if the vessel were in close range. Treat the range as one hex. Against any quadrant of the enemy starship. So you can target any weapon against any quadrant.
And it doesn't provoke.
Yeah, and no opportunity attack, which you normally get moving through someone else's square. But if you fail, your starship still moves as described above, but you follow the normal rules for attacking, based on your starship's final position and distance. And the movement provokes a free attack from that starship as normal.
I'm going to show you where he's going to land first.
He follows a tighter path than the one we took, barreling straight towards us as we do our little donut.
Yeah.
And then as we come out of our turn, he comes screaming past us.
As you turn around to meet him head on, you see he's already gunned the engines and is tearing straight towards you. It almost looks like he's going to do a head-on collision. But this is a move that you've seen quite often. You know Kemba like the back of your paw. And at the last second, he tries to veer again on his horizontal axis and scrape by doing a skid so that his forward can be facing you. As soon as he reaches the back, he's going to fire. But again, you train your gun. I'm assuming, which weapon are you going to be using? Because you get an attack of opportunity now. As he flies way too close to the sun, Kemba may as well be Icarus.
I mean, the coil gun is the best gun still.
Yes, the turret is still the best to use, so are we using that as the attack of opportunity?
The enemy starship can fire any one of its direct fire weapons from any arc at the moving starship, targeting its aft quadrant.
Which makes sense because I land facing the opposite way.
The way that we've ended up, your aft is facing our port. I'm tracking it as you skid past us.
And I'm going to let you know, just as a bit of fun, that Kemba had diverted some of his aft shield away to put it onto the front.
What a gambit.
I missed the roll by one.
Pinch, basically, knowing that that's... Not knowing for sure because we haven't done a scan, but knowing that's probably what's happened as well. If he was trying to face us, he's probably diverted, having seen this maneuver before, and going, I got him, as I go for the attack of opportunity.
And keep in mind, this is still in the helm phase.
Yes, you I have still not get made your my gunnery. Move yet.
So I'm just operating with my base of 12.
Yes.
Which is pretty good.
Just 12.
Your base of 12?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why when I'm... not 12. Not 12 for this.
Seven,
that was
right.
That's pilot.
Yeah.
But, it's still 7.
Which is huge
but
to
it's,
hit.
But it's 12 for piloting and 7 for gunning.
Yes, that's
because
right.
Because my...
Because you're crazy. Yeah.
Go for
it's
it.
It's why when I'm flying, I can't fail the 14 DC.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's pretty gnarly.
25.
It misses. No, it absolutely hits. Yeah, you see it coming. You track. You train. You squeeze off the trigger.
12.
Ooh.
In the butt.
Pinchers has clocked what's going on and is gonna, depending on whether you guys understand through his screams, but a bit of a like, oh, I know this move from him. I've got him.
Pinch seems confident. That makes me happy.
You obliterate the art shield and hit another critical threshold as the gambit does not pay off for Kemba. You see the transparent fizzle out as the shield breaks down and you pepper him with shots. Roll that D100 for me to see exactly where those shots go.
That's 18.
That is going to be the sensors, which is going to be the check that I'm almost about to do. So this affects the science officers. So his science officer station is now in the glitching position. So what I'm about to do, which is a check there, is going to take a -2.
Nice. Ooh. We're blowing these guys out of the water.
Science officers' turns.
Yes. Re-diverting shields. We make it with 2 to spare. There's a nice 16 with the 1 from the ship.
So we got 17 at the front, 8 at the back, and 20 in the 2 side shields. Remember, you can only take from one quadrant
yes.
to another.
He is on our port right now. He is on our port. Would it be advantageous to re-divert shields there?
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
All right. I'm going to move 10 from the starboard to the port. So we now have 30 on the port, which is the side that Kemba is facing.
Arta, like, has, like, a blueprint of the ship, and you see, like, where the different parts of the shield are, like, vibrating up, and you just... You can just see it rebalancing up, and the percentage ratings are changing, and...
Let's see if he can shoot through that.
I probably can't.
Shut up.
We've actually had him on the phone the whole time.
You never hung up the last time.
Oh dear. She pushes X on the call.
But it would.
Good. much better.
It is now onto the gunnery phase.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
I literally cannot fire.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Sick.
Unfortunate.
Do we get the chance for 2 attacks?
They're -4s.
They're at -4, but I can shoot 2 weapons.
Yeah, up to you.
What's our base pool to hit? 7, right? You got a
7.
Base pool 7.
Plus the 1, so 8.
-4 becomes 4, and what AC do we think we're trying to beat? Have we figured it out yet?
No, we have not scanned the ship. I thought it was best to start shooting at
yes,
it instead.
You know nothing about
You've only got 20s, which we know it's definitely... It'll be around... ours is what, around 14? So it'll
ours
be around
14.
There.
They're smaller than us. It might be...
It'll be 12, 10, yeah. Between 10 and 14, at a guess.
All right, so that's 50-50s on splits.
Yeah.
So two sets of 50-50s is pretty good.
And the weapons are powered up. So.
Let's do it.
If I can get it, it's worth it.
Twin shots, yeah.
I'm going to go with the turret and the side.
Give him all the power you've got, Pinch.
How does Pinch declare that you're going to like fire with the 2 weapons?
I'm just going to yell up or down or wherever I am. I can't visualize where I am.
You're
going to
yell all around.
Yeah, you hear it reverberate throughout.
It's a small ship.
I imagine you are all in the same spot except for Clink, who's in a separate engineering room where the core would be, where the power core is.
Okay. Well, then I just scream.
Well, we can hear.
I
can
hear in the comms.
I think I'm just going to yell, I'm giving him everything we got. 2 at once.
Oh, let me brace for that. It's called fire at will.
Yes.
What's your, which one are you declaring first?
Coil gun or laser cannon?
Oh, I'm going to start with the turret. I'll start with the coil. That's an 11.
11?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
Does not hit.
I figured as much.
Including the +1 from the coil?
Yeah.
Still does not hit.
Oh, I'm counting. I'm trying so hard.
Embarrassing.
Light laser cannon.
15.
Does not hit.
Oh! Whoa! This guy's maneuverable.
All right, we know. That's okay.
So he's got at least 16 AC.
He's got at least 16. We don't fire with 2 guns. We fire with 1 gun.
Yeah.
We don't do that again, and that's fine.
That's fine.
Actually, we don't do that again, and that's fine.
Even though you catch him unawares as he lands with his aft towards you, for flavor's sake, he does a little barrel roll in the air as he supplants himself and spins, and the 2 shots just fire through the gaps in the wedge-shaped ship, and they fire off into the void.
Damn.
Probably to hit some space birds somewhere down the line.
Oh, those poor space birds.
It's hitting the space fish in the river.
I'm still in a very precarious position at the moment, so we're heading to now the top of a new round. Is anyone changing positions?
No.
No.
Great. Let's get those engineers. I need to do some work.
Yeah, because you don't do enough, Sean. Are you rolling for every roll
just
on the
sitting
ship?
Sitting over there being lazy.
Well, if you're not going to hit anything, I'm going to put power back into the shields.
Please, let's keep our defences about us.
I think I know everything I need to know about you, so I'm not going to fix my senses.
Fair enough.
That makes sense, yeah.
He kind of got everything on that roll.
Yeah, yeah. He knows a lot about us.
He knows the ins and outs.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could, like, tell where the shields are currently, but it's...
He finds out the layout of our bedrooms.
Rude.
Just invasive at
Why
that point.
Why would you honestly put the bed there? It's facing the other
the
way.
The feng shui is terrible.
The feng shui is off.
It is weird that you all sleep in the same bed. Why do you only have one bed?
His scanners are broken and wrong.
While they're glitching, he gets that information.
Yeah. We got 30 at the port, yes. 17 up front, 13 behind, and 12 in starboard.
I wonder if I can get behind you. Let us find out in the piloting check.
He's become our DM, I hate this.
It
oh, no.
has become meta.
Oh, no.
He knows the,
no.
He knows the faces.
No. That's the worst thing it could become.
I'll take the plus one to make this go faster.
Good luck beating what I rolled.
Well, I rolled poorly anyway, so that's fine.
What did you get?
Like,
say it.
12.
Good, I want to hear your fail.
Love this
oh,
guy.
No.
Can he win?
He's
I hate
taken,
this guy.
He's become omnipotent and become an actual DM.
We have to kill him so we can release Sean from this prison.
I rolled a superior 26.
Holy
I don't
shit.
You know how I said we him. Have to save him from for Sean's sake? I feel like we have to kill him to save him from our sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A mighty 26. Okay, science officer turn. Or pilot turn.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm gonna try one of those fancy non-penalized. Thank you for calling me out on getting the stuff wrong, Sean, Phil, and Karma.
Yeah, hang on, you said me last.
I mean,
Phil
I didn't,
also did
I didn't call you out. I just
I know,
let
I'm
you.
Just...
let's try and do another cheeky maneuver.
Hey.
Yes. Is that a nat 20?
That's 20, baby.
Oh,
well,
nat 20.
Great, go.
So that
go
means you can do turns at any point.
You don't you have to move
sorry,
between
sorry,
them.
You can turn twice before moving.
I think you should just spin the whole way.
So you can go
spin boop, through boop, space.
Doop, yeah. Doop, before
like moving. A space
oh,
dreidel.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Each time you turn, you can only do two sides worth of turning before
which
you have to go.
Almost a turn 180. Like
yeah,
very
I get
close.
You. I get you.
But right on his butt.
That's exactly where we were to begin with. You could have just, like, not done anything.
He were...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have just rotated.
You also could have, just, like, just turned.
Like, you're right, but I did it the long way.
We do some, like, very, like, we do, like, a three-point
Now we're playing
turn.
Mind games
yeah,
with
yeah.
him.
Like, the equivalent of a three-point turn.
So he does, like, a fucking really sophisticated fucking three-point turn spin. At fairly... slow speeds, but it's elegant.
I've heard.
I'm so proud of you.
It's real good.
I've heard colloquially it's called a Yui.
Are you going behind us?
That's what they call it on my planet.
He's got perfect maneuverability
yeah,
as well.
Oh,
he knew the exact same
now he's
thing.
Back on our
That's
butt.
Fine.
He watches you turn around and he realizes, oh, I can do that too. And so both of you, like a swirl, you both, like, you're on the inside track. He keeps himself on the outside as the two of you pivot round and he manages to speed himself up to park right in your aft.
Mm.
I don't have liquids in my body, per se, but this is making me dizzy.
Science officer turn.
That is I.
Yes, and me.
Why are you still on the intercoms?
I'm ever so low.
No, he just speaks that loud. We can hear it.
You hear it muffled?
That is
it's
a...
It's not how sound works.
There's also a river next to us, so don't worry about
okay,
it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
don't travel through the river.
Don't pull threads. That's a 27.
Okay.
2-0-1,
balance.
Sorry. To balance.
Yep, I'm just balancing the shield. I'd like to... he's right on our aft. I'm going to move the 10 I put in the port into the aft. So now we are sitting at a 23.
Yeah.
That was a bad roll.
Mine wasn't.
Kemba's not a good science officer.
No. He might be maneuverable, but we can manipulate our systems to put our shields exactly where we need them.
We can outthink him.
Science was never his strong suit.
Well, that works well in our favor.
My mother did not encourage me to follow the sciences.
I am sorry for that. That sounds unfortunate.
Let's kill this guy before he becomes more sympathetic.
Stop answering his calls!
I've known him for years and I'm not sympathetic to him.
I will help you to think me despicable. But then, I shot her because I am a good gunner.
Oh,
Regis, why do you keep accepting his calls?
I think Regis gets lonely. We should endeavor to talk more to him.
This is my form of entertainment. Since you did not install a holovid projector on the ship.
Oh. Regis, have you been projecting his voice this whole time? Have you constructed a portrayal of who he is and are doing it to entertain us?
Are you not entertained?
No.
I shall cease.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I hate Regis. I'm not sure which one I hate more. Kendra or Regis.
I've noticed you do not have a captain. Would you like me to take that role?
No, that's fine.
No, that's cool.
Well done, crew. You are doing a super job.
I feel like we're taking negatives from that.
Thank you, Regis. I like it.
I mean, yeah, we can ask him to take a role, but we'd rather he
gunnery phase now.
That's right.
We'd rather he just shut the fuck up.
Stop making calls for us.
I think
are we shooting
funny.
With the big zappy?
It's the only thing we can shoot with.
Oh, okay.
Because he keeps staying in our arc. And we've determined that it's probably not a good idea to... Well, I think if we could get him in our front arc, because it's the re-D4, it still might be worth the minus fours.
We've not come second in the piloting yet.
Bad roll.
10.
Yeah.
Victory.
He's
is
hitting
assured.
Us way more, but we have like really good. We're making maximum use of our shields.
All those phone calls throwing me off.
I know, right?
I never accepted them. Yes,
we've done good damage to him, but
7 points of damage
in the aft.
Have I decreased your shields yet?
Right up the aft.
This guy's a real aft hole.
How much shield do we have left, Phil?
Going clockwise from the front. 17, 12, 16, 20.
Oh, we're fine.
So 16 in the 16. Aft.
Yeah, your rebalancing is working out great.
Rebalancing and I continually...
And you keep putting it...
Knowing we're boosting shields in the correct quadrants, I'm also, every couple of turns, I'm adding 7 points.
Yes,
so
you're doing
well.
So
this turn, I can actually just negate the damage you did to our
shields.
Yeah, I
know. I'm trying to like get enough. You need to fail your stuff, and I need to succeed at all
my
stuff.
It's very hard for me to fail my engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speaking
same
of which...
for computers, actually.
Top of the row!
I'm just gonna...
Staying put.
I'm just gonna... to keep pumping energy back into the shields. Just.
Just. With just, a three,
with a three,
you still
yeah.
succeed.
It's almost as if I'm a ship's engineer. That's my whole
Wait,
archetype.
What?
It's my whole archetype of my character.
Yeah. And this game is kind of designed to like chip away at shields until you blow through and then shit fucking
And then
goes.
Really gets nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Piloting check.
Cool, let's see. I'm going to take a plus one, see if I can keep the speed. Let's see if I can outspeed this guy.
Have you ever beat me in a
party
check yet?
No, we have not.
No one has. 16.
Natural one.
Hooray!
Yay!
I can watch you do a fucking move now.
Yeah. Damn it, I can't do that fucking asteroid.
Uh-huh.
I wedged him between an asteroid and us.
A rock in a hard place?
Damn,
sorry.
Beat me to it.
I mean, the power of editing, you can just say it instead.
He can go through us and he'll take an attack of opportunity. We can force him, like, I wanted to kind of put him in this spot.
It's a good spot.
He's got great maneuverability though, so he can't kind of turn away before moving.
Yeah, so... He's going to start dodging and weaving, seeing that he's caught between the asteroid at his aft and your ship at the front. And he's going to start performing evasive maneuvering.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which adds a plus two to my AC and I move as normal. Doing that to keep my aft... I know I'm utilizing the fact that there's no more board there, but I'm keeping your... There's a whole wall of asteroids there just off the screens. That's why you...
Yeah.
I'm trying to protect my aft... from you.
Because we know he's got no shields in the arm.
Because you obliterated it earlier. So he just starts weaving side to side. Doesn't move that much, but is trying to traverse around any potential fire that comes your way.
Well, I'm going to try and maneuver. I failed. That's okay. I'm going to try and get to his aft.
Good. How?
Do it. I'll figure
it
out.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Try your best.
We're on his butt.
You're on my butt.
Are we facing? Are we facing
it,
his off?
Just.
Yeah. We got him. I wasn't entirely sure if you could make it to there, but that was the best shot I could do.
Chris is really good at battle maps, guys.
Fourth
edition D&D trained me.
Science officer.
Okay. Balancing the shields.
Balancing the shields.
Who keeps letting him on?
You don't hear this. This is for me and my AI. Bro,
Trojus.
What's his?
Sean needs to keep himself entertained over there.
Yes, so that is a 24. Could I just quickly have a little look at that? I believe what I want to do is put some more back in our front. Yeah, that makes sense.
Back
put
to the
some
front.
Back in your front.
We've actually,
but we don't need any. We don't need that bonus on the port.
Already, that's 20. I moved those around already. You moved.
Oh,
those.
Okay. Sorry. I believe I would like to move 5 from the port to the forward shield. Just a little buffer in case he shoots behind himself.
I don't think he can do that.
Little do you know.
Maybe he can, I don't know.
Gunnery
I can't remember
phase.
What guns he has.
Let's go.
But just
I shall not go.
You've got the flak cannon at the front if you want to go for that double shot again. So the flak cannon is a 3d4, so that might change your risk reward.
Yeah, of being able to do 7d4 versus
remember
64.
That he did use evade. So he does have the plus 2.
He's got a plus as well.
Just hit him with the coil gun.
I'm just hitting him,
Shouldn't have told you that.
I'm just going
shouldn't have said that.
I'm just going for the turret. It's 22.
Ooh.
Hits.
Yes!
44.
Beautiful.
But the no power to the weapons at the moment.
11.
Sound effect.
Zahark sees what is happening, figures out that he's a better pilot than he realized, and that he can go fast when the time calls for it.
Gotta
would you believe it? This is the time. Zahark with 4 hands, 2 on the steering wheel, 2 on thruster, and some button pressing, because buttons are always got to be pressed.
Oh, yeah.
Says, Pinch, I'm going to come right up behind him, and I want you to slay him. I want you to burn him. I want you to light up this asteroid field with his corpse.
All right, well, let's see if I can hit him first.
Oh, my.
But once I'm locked on and I realize we've got him, also that he can't shoot back, I'm just going to let off a classic.
Beautiful.
So, you are going to burst through 2 critical thresholds.
Ooh.
Roll
that means
me
he's nearly dead, right?
2 D100s.
Ooh, 2. Do you have extra lucky dice?
I do. I got 2 sets, so I can roll them together.
Great.
And it'll be
beautiful.
Cute.
You give them all kisses.
I've got my space set. Wow. And these ones were a gift from Chris, so they're both special.
Oh, there we go.
My ship. My beautiful ship.
His voice is sending me.
No.
It is reminding me of a Star Wars character, but I cannot remember who.
Qui-Gon.
Saw Gerrera. Maybe.
Oh, maybe, actually.
No.
Save
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's not the guy from the bar, is it?
These are
the guy
not
from
the droids you are looking
the guy for. The guy from the diner?
Yeah, it sounds a bit like
Leader
Saul Gerrera.
Leader of Resistance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with the flappy cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker with the eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, him. I'm thinking of a different. I'm thinking of from M. Never mind. At no. Pitch.
Anyway.
Anyway, if anyone cares, I got a 43 and a 65.
A
43. 42 last time was the. Yeah.
So you're going to hit both the weapons array and the engines.
Yes!
Woo! So.
Suck shit!
Hitting the. So now he has glitching sensors. Weapon array and engines, which is going
your
to put
shit's
a,
fucked.
A -2 to my science officer, my weapons, and my piloting actions.
So is it -2 for basically everything?
Yeah. Basically everything.
Hot damn.
I think we've got him.
I open the channel and I say, stand down or we'll blow you to dust.
Make me. It is not quite an intimidate, so I'm going to say that is a diplomacy.
You're trying to reason with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not trying to leverage violence against him to do something.
It's, like, it's not Zahark.
It would be in your best interest to surrender.
Yes.
Yeah. 17.
On the view screen, you can see like there's a hazard lights that are on the ship. There are visible sparks spraying across his face. He like gets a bit of his arm, shoots across as his shoulder, his hulking frame is hitting the hot electronics.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have valuable friends, Pitch. They have done you well. This time.
No wrong answer. I am receiving another hail from. Oh, from Teresh, I believe.
And sure enough, you see on your sensors from behind, and Teresh gets put on screen.
Yeah, you gotta remember that voice.
Yeah, I
have to remember. Oh.
What is the meaning of this? What is it?
Oh. And he, like, he takes a moment and goes,
the primary tenets of the free captives, Kember. You know what happens now.
Oh, have mercy. Please, I never take more than I am owed.
You are owed nothing but swift justice. Consider yourself banned from the free captains. If your engines still work, if the noble answers have given you mercy, you may leave the diaspora forever.
Oh, many thank you. See you again, Peach.
And shuffling, shaky, the ship starts to veer outside of the bounds of the diaspora, making its way into space.
People tend to underestimate the no wrong answers, but I've built her sturdy.
Are we able to send a message to Teresh?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh. How do the calls work on this?
We'll figure it out one day.
One day. Pirate Council member Teresh.
Yes.
A member of the Free Captains violated the rules that you set. We had paid for this. I'm wondering if Pinch could get his rocks back. As we were shot upon by a member of your group.
Make me a diplomacy check.
Yes, yes, do it.
Come on.
I have a pissy little one. That's a 19? Come on.
As the newest member of the Pirate Council, it is upon me to live more to the ideals, more than any other member, if I may be so bold. And so I shall lead by example and... Can I give you half the rocks? Or no, it's just a one.
Okay, here you go. And he like very reluctantly pulls the rocks off of his head, hands it off to a fellow. You see a Vesk come into frame, and like the mighty Talentan just grips around the Aeon stones, not very delicately at all.
They will be with you shortly.
And again, the little drone pops out from the Adaran ship and hovers over, latches itself onto the hatch, and a little slot comes down and the stones kind of like fall into a little catch.
Pinch is going to shout, "Oh, I love you!" and run. And I want it to be...
Oh.
I want it to appear as if he's running towards Arda. But then he runs directly past her and scoops up the rocks.
Just to the stones.
I'm glad that they bring Pinch joy. Thank you, Council Member Teresh.
Sure.
And for our part, we will not mention that the honour of the Free Captains was ever broken.
And I shall not mention where Pinch is at the moment. We can both play this game. I must also make sure I don't completely lose. Oh, I am a captain after all. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
He turns off and veers back towards Broken Rock as the four of you, having dealt with your very first taste of starship combat, fly on towards Havanak's vortex. Towards, as Pinch put it, the biggest danger you can possibly find.
You have been listening to Among the Dust, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Starfinder and all associated properties are trademark of Paizo Incorporated, authorized through Paizo's community use policy.
Give me a second. Let me check something.
No. Sorry, Sean. You're doing a lot right now. You're doing so much right now.
We give you no time.
You're dealing with a really crunchy system.
We throw you stupid voices, silly questions. And the universe is against you.
We hear that from the other ship.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.